Have you ever had a hot hookup that turned out to be a total dud? Have you ever had a sizzling romance that, over time, kind of lost its spark? Have you ever found your mind wandering to what takeaway you're going to order once the sex is over? It's not something we tend to boast about, but let's be honest, most of us have experienced it. Yep, I'm talking about bad sex.
I liked casual sex, but I didn't like the way I was having casual sex on campus.
I was really scared that my boyfriend was going to leave me for someone who had a more spacious vagina.
That didn't make me a bad feminist. That didn't make me judgmental.
Men are meant to be in power. Men are meant to be in control. Men are meant to be the ones who know. And most of us haven't got a clue.
It didn't make me sex negative to say.
It's important to realize that all sex is logically disgusting.
The sex that we're having is so bad and upsetting. And why is that?
Hi, I'm Frankie Cookney. I'm a journalist and host of the Second Circle podcast. And I'm excited to say Series 4 launches on February 14th. Join me as I turn sex advice on its head and ask, what makes sex bad in the first place?
You know, it's been a really painful process to recognise that I haven't actually been listening to my own body.
What else in the world are you supposed to be good at the first time you ever experience?
I've had sex out of politeness and obligation a lot of times.
When we look at sex through a disability lens,
one of the biggest challenges for desire,
it actually expands our definition of sex,
is being in a monogamous long-term relationship.
Across the next six episodes, I'm going to be delving into some of the most common issues people face in their sex lives, from dissatisfying hookups to sexual dysfunction, body image issues, and shame. I want to piece together the social and cultural context and find out whether the messages we get around sex are helping or hindering us. We'll hear first-hand stories of bad sex and get insights from experts to help us unpick what's really going on, and hopefully find out what we can do about it. Subscribe to The Second Circle now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.